welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 238. How are we all doing? It's a Sunday. Oh, day of rest. Yep, that would be right. Not totally. Not totally. When is it ever? Hello, Simon. Simon first in. Whoa. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Jonathan, did the windows get cleaned? We were contemplating Jonathan cleaning the windows on the 13th floor, but decided against it, didn't we, Jonathan? I trust you have people for that. Is that an essential service? Oh, I need to know these things. Let me know. Oh, who else have we got? Simon. Oh, Simon was in first. Hello, Kim. Don't forget to tell you the football story. Oh, the football story was a scream. I will wait until Mike returns. He's doing the Brooklands news right now. But the football story was funny. Poor Mike. You can tell I enjoyed it. Mike, probably less so. The shower screen has never been so amazing. Oh, Jonathan, if you ever get bored, you could always do ours. Actually, we don't have a shower screen. We used to. We had to take that out. We now have a shower curtain, which is way easier. When it starts looking a bit on the grubby side, chuck it and buy a new one. Seahawks losing bad. No. No. What's the score? Not that it would mean much, but obviously if it's horrific, then it might mean a little bit. I must try and understand what's going on in these sports. Not a Scoobies. How bad is bad? Let's have a look what it says. Ouch. Oh, and it's the Buffalo Bills. Oh, dear. I've just seen it. But it's not too late, is it? I mean, there's two full quarters left and some of this one. And at least they've got some points in this quarter. Oh, dear, what happened? Is it all tactics or is there something else going on? Let us know. I need to know these things. I do wish I understood more about it. Oh, and don't forget his book club tonight. And I've got to finish reading the book before I get there at 8 o'clock. But it's all good. Because if you remember, we asked on Friday, it's about smart notes. And you guys wanted to follow along. So once I've done a few weeks, I will do a session on it. It's very, very interesting. There's a lot more to it than you would imagine. And I'm between systems while I'm doing it. Tried demonstrating that to Mike. Oh, dear. Mind expanded. Head exploded. You can come back. Of course you can come back, Kim. Wasn't there that game a couple of weeks back? And I don't know if you were in front by loads, but there was just one quarter and the game entirely changed. That doesn't tend to happen here because we've only got the two halves. So unless the manager gives them a right royal kick up the backside at half time. I mean, yesterday's match, I said to Mike the second half, Everton were all over United. And yet United went and got another goal. It just happens like that, doesn't it? It's not over yet. It is not over yet. CQ Deb. How are you doing? There's been a lot of celebrating, hasn't there, online with the election, that the topic which must not be discussed. Do you know our news is still wall to wall with it? I mean, fair enough, it's important, but really? A day on when he's not taking over till January? I'm more interested in how we're doing with the COVID stuff, seeing as though we are in a national lockdown, which has not been mentioned for the best part of 4 days now. I couldn't even tell you what the figures were today because it's just, and we'll go over to America and we'll get the latest from there. And I'm like, but it's sorted now, so there's nothing to say. But our news thinks there is. Oh, and the Queen went to a memorial service and she wore a mask for the first time. Very mindful of the fact she got criticised the last time she went out when she didn't, which Kim mentioned when she went to Porton Down. Anyway, she had a mask on at the Westminster Abbey, it was. She was laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. She requested this specially because they wouldn't let her go there with Prince Charles. They didn't want them in the same space. So she went on Wednesday. And the mask that she had on was a designer handmade mask by some designer or other that designs the Queen's clothes. It was one heck of a big mask, but she did actually have a mask on.
Right, I'm here.
Did I hear of the protests in Piccadilly Gardens? No, I didn't. What are they protesting about there?
I saw that earlier on the news.
I've been varying my watching of stress de-stressing videos. Obviously, done loads of the pandas. Today it was huskies. I've been de-stressing with husky videos, so I left the news alone.
Anti-lockdown.
Oh, for God's sake, what's wrong with these people? It's a month.
There's thousands of them in Piccadilly Gardens.
Get over yourself. Let's have a look.
You go to the evening news site, it's all over. That.
There is quite a lot of them there, isn't there?
Yeah.
No to lot. Oh, for God's sake. That, it's ludicrous. Ludicrous. People are dying. Look at that stupid woman. Barely dressed. Literally, barely dressed. Screaming at the cameras. I mean, what do they look like?
Covid idiots.
You're not kidding. Idiots. Thing is, stuff like that will spread it like wildfire.
Exactly.
Don't let the mask become a muzzle. Is there something wrong with you? Is it still illegal to line them up against a wall and shoot them?
Yep.
Darn it. When am I going to be Prime Minister? Wouldn't be having that if I was Prime Minister. Oh. I love the comments. No wonder Manchester gets laughed at and treated like idiots when you've got this lot doing a demonstration. It's not too close to you, that, is it, Jonathan? It's far enough away that you can ignore them. Unlike the COVID testing centre next door.
Is the fighting going to come over here? I remember the very, very, very first United match I went to with my brother's godfather. We sat up in, well, you know where the seats were, literally.
G-stand?
No. Literally the row in front of the director's box.
Oh, right.
Because I got Matt Busby's autograph. And it was against Everton. And they started scrapping in the, away fan end. Because there was a banner there from the Everton fans that said Munich. And I was like, is the fighting going to come over here?
Did you want it to?
No. I said I want it to. Scared.
Oh, dear, dear me. Hello, Anthony. Missed Anthony then. Hello. Kim says we may be in the third wave when we get out of the second. We might even beat you at this rate. Oh. Damn Tories will charge down picketing miners on horseback. But let a protest like that go unchecked. That is a good point, Simon. I've got a funny story about that as well. I was doing economics and business studies. There's a long story behind that. And it was the miners' strike. And we were supposed to do this thing in general studies. General studies was 1 hour a week. And you were only doing it, literally only doing it, to make up the hours. So you're a full-time student. And
apart from me.
Apart from you. What yeah, did you do?
But general studies was one of my A-levels that I passed.
Oh, God, no. No, we had to do that as well as. So... we were in general studies and they were trying to explain finance and business. So what we needed to do was bring in a copy of the Times on the day of the course, the day of the lesson. And we were going to buy shares. We're all going to be a share owning democracy. And then we followed those shares, or we could sell them and buy other shares, etc. Over the course of, I think it was like 12 weeks. So I wandered in. Now, how on earth? I don't think people invest in companies without having a clue, you know, what they do and what's likely to happen. And I thought it was a stupid idea because they didn't say, like, pick from these 12 shares and this is a bit of information about the company. So you might as well have just pinned the tail on the donkey. So I looked at these things and I thought, Spear and Jackson, let's buy some of those shares. I also was saying, as a shareholder, you would go to shareholders' meetings and you would be able to kind of make suggestions and influence them. So anyway, the shares, we then got to say like what we would do. And these Spear and Jackson shares, I had no idea what Spear and Jackson sold. So One of these lessons was, right, let's imagine you've now got some power on the board with the number of shares you hold. What would you do? This was so funny. He said, do you know what they sell? So I said, yeah, gardening stuff. So it was like pitchforks and spades and shovels. So he said, well, what could you do to influence sales? So I said, sell them to the miners on the picket line, because at the time they were throwing them at the police. Well, he was horrified. And he was saying, that goes against law and order. So I said, I didn't say I wouldn't sell them cheaper to the police to throw back. How I passed that, I don't know. Actually, the shares did very, very well. So that's how I passed it. But attitude wouldn't have passed it. Anyway, what happened? Let's catch up on here first. Don't want to get any further behind. I think, Simon, they want these photos out there to keep the rest of us inside, to show how stupid some people are. But it isn't fair on the police to have to get that close to them either. That's what I'm saying. Can we not just walk? Do you remember Boris bought a water cannon second hand? Can't we just use that?
Oh, like Lola.
Lola's not second hand. She's pre-loved. It's different.
She's current loved.
She is. She absolutely is. It's a 10-minute walk. You heard the police there. Loads of vans. Jonathan, don't leave the house. Totally agree, Paul. The protesters have got to then go on public transport, go back home, and then they're spreading it around. I can't understand why people don't understand how serious this is. We got news yesterday of a gentleman who died. His whole family have got it, and the daughter was taken off to hospital with not much hope. It's real. These are people that you know. Does look like a third wave. Oh, good grief. We've not got through this one yet, have we? Or have we? Do we know? Trouble is, you only get the stats in hindsight, don't you? That's the entire problem. Right.
On the BBC Sports page, it's got updates for the NFL.
Oh.
Yeah.
It does look like a third wave, you're quite right, and the figures are terrifying. I'm going to put that picture down before I frighten myself.
Touchdown, Simon. Seahawks.
Oh!
17-7.
Is that another one?
No, because Kim said it was 17-7 she earlier. Did.
Some have taken their kids. Really, Jonathan? Oh, for crying out loud.
Mind you, there were 17-0 down.
Do you know what's even worse about that, Jonathan? If you take... They take their children, and their children have got to go to school, and they're going to school with children of people who are vulnerable, who have kept their children away, and they're not going to the protest. This is all going to end badly. When the student had a party, the police suggested they'd be expelled. Are they going to suggest all these people lose their jobs? Do you think these people have jobs? They don't seem to have the mentality to be able to hold down a job. Just pointing out how insane that was.
Oh, no.
The worst thing was...
24-7.
Oh, no. Don't keep looking, Mike. Look, the toilet trick, Mike.
Toilet trick,
yep.
Yeah.
Come on, take one for the team.
Maybe Kim should do the toilet trick.
Oh, dear.
I'm just reading this report about the Seahawks game. And it says, Josh Allen was sacked on a rare piece of pressure. So I had to go and Google NFL sacked, because in soccer, sacked means something totally different.
Does it? Oh, I thought he'd be binned.
A sack occurs when the quarterback is tackled behind the line of scrimmage prior to an attempt to complete a forward pass.
This is complicated. See, being
sacked in football, in soccer, means losing your job.
It means you and your box of tricks off your desk go home and you don't come back the next day. Kim's already been, she's tried that.
Oh, okay.
How about mass positive thinking during the show? Will that help?
Seahawks, rah, rah, rah.
I like Anthony's idea, fill it full of hand sanitizer. I don't think we've got enough hand sanitizer, would you do that? They are absolutely, absolute idiots. There are no words. Anyway.
I read that, Kim. I didn't make it up.
No, I'm still not the wiser. I've just heard it. The football yesterday. What time did it kick off? It was an afternoon one, wasn't it?
12:30.
So it started at 12:30.
Wally was having a moan.
Well, never mind that. They both kicked off at the same time, as far as I know. That does annoy me, that. We'll talk about that at the end. Right, the pitch and the time. Right, but they kicked off 12:30. So Mike, it wasn't on Sky, was it?
It was on BT Sport.
Right, that's important that it's on BT Sport. Because Sky, you understand. You know how all the controls work, and you know that you're going to be, that the watch is going to be in front of you and stuff like that. You know all of that. But with BT Sport, I'm not sure. So you had it in a browser, didn't you?
The other thing about Sky is because we get it through Now TV, or Nout V, as we call it.
Nout V.
You can only have it on your phone, so not your iPad, and you can only have it on one device. But when it's on BT Sport, you can have it on multiple devices, which is how come I gave you the iPad.
So Mike had it in a browser. He hands me an iPad. I props it up on my iPad stand. Then conversation ensued between us, didn't it? So only half an eye on the football. Anyway, I wasn't particularly taking any notice at all of it at this point. Mike, completely out of the blue, just looking at the browser, went, "Oh." So I said, "What?" He said, "One down." And I thought, well, didn't the watch tell you? Because instead of him being instantly grumpy, the watch kind of pre-warns him, you might need to get grumpy. But it didn't, did it?
No.
So did the watch come in after that?
I think so.
Right. So at that point, United are losing. He is like a bear with a sore head. I picked up the iPad and I inadvertently pressed the home button. It's an older iPad. So I said to Mike, the football's gone off. Can you get it back? Because I didn't even know what app it was in. So I hands him back the iPad and he does the magic beans and hands it back to me and I props it up again and we carried on talking. At which point I glanced down at the screen and United had scored. So I looked over to Mike and nothing was happening on his. And I thought, I must be in front. Now, that's really unusual. I'm usually way behind. His watch hadn't buzzed. And I'm looking at his little face. So I said, are you behind? And he went, have they scored? I said, I can't possibly say, but just keep watching. So he kept watching. And indeed, eventually he caught up about a minute 10.
Yeah.
Which is that's a long time in a football match. So that put a bit of a smile on his face. So that was fine. Eventually his watch caught up. So we carries on. Next minute, I've got an eye on the iPad that's in front of me and United score again. And I didn't want to warn him. But he kept looking round and I said, you might want to keep your eye on the football. He went, oh, we scored again. So he kept watching and yes, they'd scored again. Then there was a break, wasn't it? I think they went off for a break at that point. Yeah. Were they leading at half time?
I think so.
I think they were. Anyway, then there was all the half time stuff, and then they came back, and then Everton were all over United. And Mike sat there twitching on with himself that it was just a matter of time before Everton equalised and then won the match. At which point, now, you actually said to me, is there a goal? I don't know if you could hear the fake crowd coming from my iPad. And I said, I couldn't possibly say. So this is how the entire match went. I was literally over a minute ahead of Mike. His watch was behind the match and he was following up the rear. But it got to full time and they won 3-1. So it eventually was a happy bunny, but you should have seen it.
2-1.
I thought it was 3-1.
No, it's 2-1, I think.
I think you'll find it was 3-1. They scored in the very last minute. He's even lost track of the thing. I'm sure it was 3-1.
I thought it was 2-1.
MUFC, Everton.
Oh, it was.
Thank you. Doesn't even know the score. That's how stressed he was, Kim. Doesn't even know the score. They got a goal in the 95th minute. So, yes, they went in 2-1 up at half-time, but you should have seen him. He just kept watching my face.
I watched the highlights.
There you go. Watch the highlights. Remind yourself of what you missed.
I don't even remember the third goal.
See what I mean? He couldn't remember the third goal. That's how stressed he was. Because, you know, normally you'd just sit and watch the match, wouldn't you? But he knew that my iPad was ahead of him. He knew that that was ahead of the watch. So he's looking at me, the watch, his screen, and trying to look at my iPad. Mike, just sit down, look at one screen and enjoy it. Mike might still be waiting for that last minute to play. That's a very good point, Paul. Eventually he'll catch up with it.
Oh, yeah.
But as they scored that last goal, they blew the whistle for full time.
Yeah, we won 3-1, didn't we?
See this?
Yeah.
See what I have to put up with?
Don't remember that.
Kim, that's exactly what he was doing and I was trying to keep a straight face. Shall we not watch a match like that again, Mike? It was too stressful. Tell you what I'll do. I'll put headphones on the iPad and not utter a word.
No.
Just leave you to it. Normally, it's his watch freaking him out.
No, because then I'll look at the watch.
I'll take your watch off you. God, see what you have to do. Ooh, we like stats. We like stats, Anthony. I felt very watched, Kim. He was staring at me intently. Have these got today's figures on for the UK? Because they're now telling us that the figures that they used to put us into lockdown were wrong. On top of everything else. Let's have a look. Country profile. Why, when I'm clicking there, are you doing nothing? Oh, here we go. Oh, it's up and down, isn't it? Mind you, that gross peak was when they miscalculated with Excel. But it did go higher after that, which was that one. Which was October. So where are we at now with that one? Is that today? It is. Is that more than yesterday? Grossly more than yesterday. And it's the weekend. So I can only imagine how bad it's going to be. So we can have it in a chart and we can have it in a map. Look at those blissful days of December. 2019, no cases. We actually tipped down to only 70 cases. Is that 70? Yeah, in August. No, the end of July. Oh, the 29th of July. That was when they put Manchester back into
lockdown.
Yeah. So no, those 70 cases, they'll have been on our doorstep. Bound to have been. These figures, though, are very much up and down, aren't they, at the moment? Not good. Are we bending the curve? Good God, look. Oh, look at that one further down. Anthony, what have you done to me? Seen that, Mike? That is what you call an infographic.
That's a bit cool, isn't it?
Right, let's have a look. They're all the different countries. No, we're on the rise. There's a surprise. Days since confirmed phase first reached. So we're at, let's have a look. Is Italy worse? Marginally. Oh, they are very cool graphics. Mike's going to get very excited about those.
Yeah.
When he's calmed down, when he's realised that his team scored 3 and not 2. Just saying. Oh, the other thing, I made a note just in case I forgot. When we were talking about Ollie said something, what did Ollie have to say?
Ollie was moaning about the fact that we had to kick off at 12:30 on a Saturday when we'd had loads of midweek games and been to Turkey.
Right. My answer to that when anybody starts moaning about the time of the kickoff is the fact that, as far as I know, both teams kicked off at the same time.
But Everton hadn't been to Turkey in the week.
And?
Takes it out of you, all that travelling.
Oh, bless. Blair.
Just saying.
He would be moaning if they'd done nothing because this is what they did one year. We'll take a mid-season break, they said, because the poor little players are tired. Too many games, they said. And what did they do in the mid-season break? Go somewhere hot and play some games. Keep up the fitness levels. So why did they have the break? Your guess is as good as mine. Another thing that's said a lot, which infuriates me, is the state of the pitch. The pitch wasn't good. Did you see the pitches in the 70s?
Yeah.
They were like a swamp. And yet, 60s, 70s, in fact, 50s, 60s, 70s. And yet the football that was played on them with an old Casey was better than you see these days. So seriously, don't tell me that the pitch isn't good. And may I refer you to my last answer, as far as I'm aware, both teams playing on the same pitch. You can't use that as an excuse. Do you remember? Alex Ferguson, I can't remember which match it was, but it was on a video, wasn't it? They used to do a magazine, and it was a video magazine, and you would buy it on cassette tape, honestly, ages ago, VHS tape. Was it on one of those that he said it?
I can't remember.
But he walks out. I can't really use the F word, can I? But just imagine the F word.
Yeah.
He walks out and he looks at the pitch, and it was pretty wet to start with. And was he talking to the groundsman?
Yeah.
Talking to the groundsman, whose job it is to keep this pitch in tip-top condition. All right. And Alex Ferguson walks out and he says, like, what do you want me to do with it, boss? And he looks at it and he said, effing flood it. Which, can you imagine what the game looked like, what the pitch looked like when he'd finished? And this poor groundsman then had to return it to looking like a bowling green. He left in the end, didn't he, and went to... rugby.
No, I think it was away.
No, because he wouldn't have been able to tell him to flood it. So, no, he left and he went rugby. What's the rugby ground?
Twickenham.
Yeah. So he was now the head groundsman at Twickenham. But he was really stressed working with Alex Ferguson, because one minute he wanted it as dry as a bone of sand on it, and the next minute he wanted it flooding. But on Monday morning, that pitch had to look absolutely pristine, no matter what he'd done with it. If he'd have torched it, it needed to look pristine. No wonder the guy nearly had a heart attack, didn't he?
Mm.
Oh, dear me. Is it allowed to flood the pitch?
Probably not.
Well, it's your pitch. I guess there would be rules if the opposition complained. But given it's Manchester and they'd not been there all week, they wouldn't have necessarily known whether it was flooded by the undersoil watering system or whether it was the weather. So they didn't say anything about it. They weren't the ones moaning. It was our manager who was moaning. Oh, and just for reference, if you don't know what a Casey is, when I said better football with a Casey is an old style football. Can you get me a link of the picture,
yeah,
Mike? They play now with a very light ball, so you can kick it from the halfway line and it'll just keep going. A Casey was made out of leather, and given that the pitches were very wet and muddy, the leather picked up all the water and it got heavier and heavier as the game went on. It was a wonder the ball would actually move, it got that heavy. And if anybody ever headed it, they risked life and limb, because one, it was so heavy, but two, it had a lace on it, and if the lace caught your head, that was it, you would probably slice your head open. So Casey is a very old style football.
See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan.
There's a good link.
Stay out of trouble, Jonathan. Don't go anywhere near these Cove idiots.
With a pair of old football boots as well.
Oh yeah, old football boots probably weighed twice as much as the Caseys did. But you know, players these days complain the ball isn't right, the boot isn't right, this isn't right, that. And you look at the old style stuff they played in and they played better, I swear they did. Ah, so Paul says we play our cricket over two Saturdays. Pitch the second week would often change to suit the home team. Because there's a lot you can do, isn't there? Covers on, covers off. What goes on under the covers, don't ask. So I think Alex Ferguson was obsessive about details like that. And I'd never known him get caught in terms of somebody complaining about it. I think you just kind of accept it. And when he says flood it, I mean, if the referee came out to investigate the pitch and said it was too wet to play, so flooding it in his mind was flooding it as far as you possibly could whilst maintaining the fact it was actually playable. You could play on it. But to me, that's cheating. You should go out there and whatever the pitch is like, just play and win. Play to win. Simple as that. Go out, enjoy it and win. Don't come back in if you've not won. Do you remember the old boss, Ron Atkinson, used to do that?
Mm.
Ron Atkinson would actually go out at one point many, many years ago. I mean, obviously, not a chance now, even though they are literally no more than half a mile away from us when they train. Years ago, you used to be able to go inside the training ground and you could watch them train. You could sit and watch them train. And Ron Atkinson would come out and he would play for one side or the other in the training match. And if his team wasn't winning, in fact, there's a lot to be said here, isn't there? Is he reminding you of anybody?
No.
Both in terms of looks and attitude. Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if his team wasn't winning, they would play on until they won. And this would go on for like hours. If the other side were like, no, he's not going to do it to us this time, they could be playing for 3 hours. In the end, the other team always had to give in. He would not leave that pitch until he'd won. There you go. Hello, Tracy. Oh, Tracy's here. This is good news because Mike has a calamity in the shopping department.
I do.
That we think Tracy will be able to assist with. Because she's cannot know less than we do.
I put into my Asda shopping basket a fennel to put in soup. Now, I can't get a fennel for love nor money at Tesco.
No, it's worse than radish.
Yeah.
That's only limited. Fennel, no chance.
And it seems that they've switched the default setting for substitutions. So what used to happen was if you said no substitutions, then they wouldn't send anything. Well, obviously they'd send something. They'd send you shopping. But they wouldn't substitute an unavailable item for something else. And so many people have said, we want a substitute, that now they've switched it. So they've sent a pak choi. Now, we were just wondering, obviously you can Google it. But
point one, I was wondering what it looked like.
Yeah, we were just wondering what a pak choi was and how different it is from a fennel. And I said, Tracy will know, she does a lot of cooking.
Well,
including a very nice looking carrot cake, I might add.
Oh, yes.
That I saw on.
Love Piddle Pooch. Look on Piddle Pooch's face. Like, there's cake over there.
So if Tracy could enlighten us, or anyone else, Simon T does a bit of baking.
He does.
Which is kind of like cooking.
Fennel has such a distinctive flavour that I'm not at all sure anything could replace it. Whatever it, pak choi.
It's a kind of cabbage, says Tracy.
Oh, dear. That might have no flavour at all.
Right. Well,
it'll be fine in soup. Everything's fine in soup.
I'll test it.
Yeah, you try it first. I wouldn't offer it the dog. Not after the carrot. Do you remember Mum and Dad, many, many, many years ago, Mum and Dad were away and Maya
had... The flavour's completely different.
This isn't going to end well, I fear. We'll report back.
We might actually like it better than fennel. Who knows?
We might. Many, many years ago, Mum and Dad were away and Mum always used to cook Maya's food. He wasn't allowed dog food. Good grief, no. He much preferred fresh liver that Mum would cook. And she made the most amazing dog food. She did. Anyway, they were away on a holiday. And just before they left, Maya had a rather upset tummy. I won't go into detail, but he had a rather upset tummy. So while they were away, I Googled it and I said to Mike, I'm going to put some carrot with his food. Mike's like, he isn't going to eat it. I said, well, I know that, not after the peas. This was a tin of dog food that was beef in gravy and it had with it peas. And Mayer was only young, wasn't he? He was less than one.
Mm.
And he ate all the beef and all the gravy. I think there was actually tiny bits of carrot in that as well, but the peas were a step too far. He licked all the gravy off the peas and then lined the peas up along the back kitchen step. So he went out, says he had his dinner, and Mike said, what are these green dots? And Mum went, good grief, he didn't. And he had sucked the gravy off the peas and then lined them up. Don't give me peas again. So whenever we had this tin of dog food, to take the peas out of it. Or he would spit them all over like a spittoon. So that was the first crisis. So Mum and Dad went away and I said to Mike, I'm going to put some carrot in it. It says it's if you're going to have lots of meat, etc., put some carrot with it. Well, it took all the while Mum and Dad were away, which I think was about a week to 10 days. And we finally got him to eat some of this carrot, didn't we?
Mm.
Well, when Mum came back, it was like, oh, how could you do that to the poor baby? I said, the poor baby is fine with the carrots. So we'll keep giving him the carrots with his normal liver. And he carried on having that, didn't he? Till the day he died.
Yeah.
And he was fine with it once he'd got used to the carrots. So Mike decided the other day, Madam sat there, little princess, having all her treats, and there was a plate. And this plate was there because we'd given her some salmon, some off our plate. So there she was, best salmon, enjoying herself. And Mike said, I've got a piece of carrot. Would you like some carrot? And he put it on the plate. Well, you should have seen her face. She looked at it. She looked at Mike. She looked at me and she looked back at the carrot as though that's not even food, is it? She snorted and walked off. So the answer to that was, don't bother giving the princess carrots.
No.
I'm sure she's not going to like fennel either. Or pak choy. Pak choy. You see, this is interesting now. Let me have a look at Tracy's link that she's got there. It's not going to taste like fennel. I can't believe it would taste like fennel. What do you normally do with this stuff? Hang on. Consent. Yes, 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 whatever. How to cook pak choy. It looks like green leaves, doesn't it? Whereas the fennel tends to be like the white bit that you use, doesn't it? It's very much, oh yes. I'm not sure about the green bits. Fennel doesn't have the green bits on it. Oh, this is not going to end well. You're all going to be in fits. I'm going to have to take photographs, aren't I, Mike, when it arrives? You're going to be in fits when we hear about this. Looks like it goes well with fish. I guess,
fish or
looks
salmon.
A little bit like the stuff you would get in a Chinese, doesn't it?
Well, I think it is Chinese, isn't it?
You'll have me fancying a Chinese. Don't go on. We actually had something that I've been fancying all lockdown, haven't we? Something so basic, and yet it was really, really nice. You're a very good cook, Mike. Egg on toast. Do you remember when we threatened to have beans on toast?
Yeah. Eggy bread.
Eggy bread. This was egg on toast, and it was very, very nice. Boo choy. No, I have no idea. Bok choy. No, I could well have eaten it at a Chinese. I do like Chinese, and I do like, was that one in London, a Thai? The Which one with the pandas on the wall.
I don't think it was. I think it was Chinese.
No, there's another one. It's not Thai. Cantonese. I think it was Cantonese. And they all their food was absolutely fabulous. Now, you see, that one, that bok choy, looks much more like fennel. But the one that, the other one, which is, no, it looks like a cabbage. It looks like a very weird shaped cabbage. I fear it won't end well, but, you know, watch this space. We will share with you. I can only imagine what food's going to be like this week. Anyway, I thought I just heard a van, but I didn't. So I've got this up for you, Mike, on the CCTV.
Well, it's
in
not
case...
due till 9.
No, I know, but they always come early. They're always an hour early and half a dozen items short. So we'll keep our eye on it.
A day early and a dollar short.
Yes, and I need to make sure that I've got the link, because like last week, 1,000. It turned out, as the email was sent, 1,700 people had registered. When it actually came to showtime, it was 1,800, and you should have seen us trying to get in. It was a complete farce. But I am poised, ready for book club today. So I will do what I did last week, which was I got myself settled in there, and then finally, when they opened the doors, then I scarpered. So what else have we been up to today?
I had the remembrance service.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Tell them about that. That worked really well.
What we normally do at Brooklyn Circle every year is go and lay a wreath at the memorial in Sale Town Centre.
We had pictures of it last year on After Hours.
Yeah. Oh, we did, yeah.
We did.
So last year as president, I went and laid a wreath. This year, one, I'm not president, and two...
No one's going anywhere.
The ceremony's been cancelled. So the president this year went down yesterday with his lady wife and somebody else just to take a photo and lay a wreath. Somebody else went down today, and there was only four of them there. Four wreaths, that is, not four people.
Shocking, isn't it?
So obviously three others, I've no idea who's laid them, but three others have laid wreaths. Oh, normally there's like 100. But at least, you know, at least we've been down, or somebody from the circle's been down and done it. So then we held a short 20-minute memorial service via Zoom, which was very nice. There's about 80 people there. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be a video of it, so we'll have a link to it.
Yeah, I'm actually putting it up right now.
So that was 1 o'clock. We were supposed to be having an on the doorstep thing, but nobody else appeared.
No, I went out, but nobody was out there.
That's
weird, isn't it? About a minute late. Either that or there's something wrong with my watch.
Who started a minute late?
At the ceremony, in London.
That's probably security of some description.
Well, Big Ben bonged at like 1 minute. It was 1 minute past 11 on my watch.
Is Big Ben open yet?
I've no idea.
It's been undergoing... well,
maybe they faked the sounds like they do for the football.
They could do. I don't know if it's actually officially open yet. Mm. They've been working on it for, I think it's 5 years. It looks amazing. I mean, it's actually the Elizabeth Tower, isn't it? And the bell is called Big Ben. But they've been working on it for years and they're restoring it. The face used to be white and black. Elizabeth Tower... Big Ben, let's have a look. They're restoring it to its former glory, which it does look amazing. The face is blue. So it's got like white glass on it with blue, and it does, it looks beautiful. But I don't actually know if they've finished it all yet. I did not know it was renamed the Elizabeth Tower only in 2012. It was originally the Clock Tower. Well, I did not know that. I thought it's always been Elizabeth Tower. Is there a picture of the new one? There's a picture of the old one, which is black and gold. But this, it looks gorgeous, the new one. Is this the new one? Nope, that's being cleaned. It was being cleaned in 2007, but they've been working on it for at least 5 years. And there wasn't, didn't Boris want the bongs to bong? Hence Simon with Bongo. He wanted Big Ben to bong when on the 31st of January when we left the EU. And the only slight problem with that was it was going to cost £250,000 to take the scaffolding down and get the thing to ring. So I've not actually heard they've opened it. Big Ben will resume its usual striking and tolling in 2021. So whatever you heard this morning, Mike, wasn't Big Ben.
Oh, right.
I have a picture here of it. It's pretty much what it looks like now. Yeah, if you were thinking of visiting to take some photos, don't bother.
Big Ben bongs.
That's what it looks like now. Oh dear, oh dear. I don't actually think it's that bad. I think they may have taken... Because that obviously is not a recent photo. Not if you look at the bottom and see all of those people. But yeah, it's... All of that was put up and they've been working on it ever since. The 1st of the 1st, 2021. Well, could be, but you know what they're like. I've got a sneaking suspicion they're going to be late. They're going to be behind with it. And it'll all be COVID's fault. I wish I could find a picture of the blue face. It's gorgeous. I had no idea it ever looked like that. But what they'd done was, I think it's the first time they've actually taken it back, stripped everything back and taken it back to what it was when it was new. Big Ben.
Big Ben is still in refurbishment due to complete in mid-2021. It only chimes on important occasions, such as this day, which is Remembrance Sunday and New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but I still don't think.
Big Ben finally chimes since New Year 2020, however, without a quarter bell chime.
And it was late. But yeah. Apart from that... Aha! I have a before and after picture. Yay! There's not much contrast on the left-hand side, but I do think it looks lovely in blue. So let's get that down there. Oh, hang on. What's that one? I'll put both up because I think you can see the blue looks better on the other one. Oh, don't tell me it's a WebP. I hate WebP.
Don't we know it?
Oh, WebP's useless. You have to copy it and then convert it, and it's a pain in the backside. Oh, it had 5 names. Good grief, can't they make their mind up? All right, let's do a capture. Let's get that one. Right. I think the blue looks absolutely gorgeous. I don't know why they would ever have painted over the blue with black. But they discovered the blue when they were refurbishing it. And are you a web pea or are you something else? Let's have a look. There we go. I much prefer the blue. What do you guys think? Normally I go for black as well, but I do think the blue looks really nice. So they've done the face. I don't know what the rest of it is. But it's been a long old haul, I'll tell you. A long old haul. What format are you? Ooh, that looks nice. Anthony likes the blue as well. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Hello. I think the blue looks really classy. Like it. Oh, there's one with the scaffolding. When was this revealed? Can you imagine coming down and taking some pictures of this? One face is blue, and this is only a tiny picky, I think. Nope, it's a bit bigger. There we go. That's pretty much what it looks like now. You can see they've done one face, which is the blue one on the right, and then there's the black one on the left, and the scaffolding. So yes, it looks amazing at the minute. That's where scaffolding's going on holiday this year. So, middle of next year. But having said that, with all the COVID stuff, you can pretty much say this time next year, I think. Simon prefers the black. Oh, Simon. No, I think the blue looks really nice. I don't know why they would ever have painted over that. Didn't they cover it all up in the war? Is that available on that link that Tracy put in? The one with the five names. Let's grab that. And open that. Excellent. My Firefox last night during the show, I didn't even get a chance to say to you, Mike, what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Firefox crashed at least 30 times last night while I was trying to work. Big Ben to St. Stephen's Tower, the Clock Tower, the Elizabeth Tower and the East Tower. Wow. We'll still just call it Big Ben, won't we? But yeah, that's been a rare old update they've been doing on that. And there's one from Anthony from the Daily Mail. Let's have a look at that. Do not look at the column of shame on the Daily Mail. Steer away from the right-hand side of the Daily Mail. That way madness lies. I think it's nice they've put it back to what it was. Oh, I love seeing them cleaning it as well. Can you imagine going up there having to clean that? That's fabulous. Can't wait to see it. But I've got a feeling it could be quite a while. Quite a while. Now, Kim agrees with Simon, but Mrs. Simon agrees with us. The black and gold is classy. Yes, I'll give you that. But I just think the contrast with the blue, I think the blue is a lovely shade of blue. I like that. And when I've seen it, it was black and white. And I just think that colour, I mean, obviously, it's going to get dirty and it's going to look like it's black within 5 minutes. I didn't realise they actually clean that in situ, where they actually have, like, basically window cleaners cleaning it, because I would have thought the mechanism wouldn't take it. I did watch a programme when I was a kid and they actually went inside the tower and they had to have ear defenders on and all kinds of stuff. And the whole thing shook when the bell rang. So I would have thought the mechanism, which is absolutely precise, you wouldn't want people fiddling with it. But it looks like they do clean it like that from the outside. Well, it didn't ring in January, did it? Boris couldn't afford it. He wanted it, but he didn't get it. There's a lot of that going on recently, isn't there? It might ring New Year, you know. Did they do it last year for New Year? Because if they did, I don't know why they just didn't leave it be.
According to what I've just read, yeah.
Well, why didn't they just leave it for January if he wanted it to bong on bongo night?
Bongo.
We were at a Queen gig. We didn't care, did we? Literally, as we left... No, no, when we left the... As we left the EU, Lola was peeing in the garden. Wasn't she? She was expressing her opinion. But we were at a Queen gig in Warrington, and about an hour before, there was Freddie with a Union Jack wrapped round himself. It looked like we were at a Brexit party, but trust me, we weren't. We weren't. We just wanted to get back for Brexit, which was 11 o'clock, wasn't it?
I think it was 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was earlier, because I think it was EU time. Well, maybe, yes, it was 11 o'clock our time, wasn't it? Midnight their time, that's right. Yeah. The blue is still nice. Maybe they'll leave one a different colour, because at the moment, that's what it looks like. I don't think so, though. The idea was to restore it, because they're only going to get like, it's a once-in-a-generation thing that they take that much time. But it came as quite a shock to people that it was actually originally blue, because it's been black since forever. So I don't know how long it was blue.
Shall I stick the link in?
Which link?
To the remembrance service.
Yeah, of course you can. There's a Little Ben clock here, a West clocks, and that's got a blue face, but that's not Big Ben. Yeah, you'll be able to see how clever Mike was in Zoom. I left him to it. Consulted with me, didn't you, on the audio?
Yeah.
And decided it'd be fine. And then Mike sorted all of the technical side out while I sat and watched. But yes, it was a nice little service, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Tracy won't have seen what Jonathan put in. Go up to the chat and find the link from Jonathan. We've got riots here. Anti-maskers with their children in Manchester. 10 minutes walk from Jonathan. We've told him not to go out. Have I got my link yet? Come on, I need to get into the book club. Secure my seat. It's like putting towels on stuff, honestly. Mind you, they've now got 2,000 people registered. It is a good book, I'll grant you, but good grief. It's because we're using Rome to make the notes, and there's a lot of people are absolutely crackers about Rome, and they want to find a use for it, basically. So half the people are interested in the book, and half the people are interested in the fact that the notes are going in Rome. I'm interested in the book. I'm quite comfortable with Rome to start with. Oh, I also wanted to ask. Note-taking apps. I've realised there's a good few we haven't looked at. Is that a good topic for After Hours? What do you think? Because I specifically mentioned to Mike Obsidian and Bear and Simple Note. Any others? Have I missed any others? Drafts could be used for notes, but that has other purposes. Have I missed any, Mike?
I can't think of any.
No, because we've done Evernote, haven't we? Yeah. We've all done Evernote. Right, let's... Black is easier to read, but you like the blue and gold. I like the blue and gold. I don't think it's going to be that much more difficult to read. I mean, you know Big Ben. You pretty much know the time because it bongs. Bongo must be like the general in Blackadder who sends the men over the top to their deaths because he says we need a meaningless gesture at this point. I was watching some of those clips. You're a very bad influence on me, Simon. The ones from Spitting Image. The one with Biden I didn't get. It was Biden with Adele and Obama. And I must admit, I'm like, that's not funny. I didn't get that. But some of the others, the Dominic Cummings one gets me every time. He doesn't actually even have to say anything. Just see the puppet and I've gone. Oh, that's a classic. He is basically Boris's Peter Mandelson, isn't he? He could never sack Peter Mandelson either. You won't be able to afford anything. Yes, that problem as well. MasterChef, who's been to Vietnam, Cambodia, Australia and Japan and loves all the engagement, has never had a pak choi. You can't help. Oh, no. Well, we'll let you know. I will take pictures of this thing when it arrives and then see what Mike does with it. We might have to look up recipes that include it and see if we could make something with it. I love it when they decide they're going to replace it, because like I say, if it was... I mean, last night's apples caused an issue, didn't they, Mike?
The colour of them.
Mike, little innocent beast that he is, said, aren't apples red or green? So I fell for it and said, well, pretty much yes. Why? To which you replied,
I've got some yellow ones.
And they really are deep yellow. It turns out, we think, you ordered Braeburn, but we think they're Golden Delicious. I remember as a kid, I wasn't overly fond of Golden Delicious. But we'll try it, because I don't eat apples like normal people eat apples anyway. I slice mine. I could never bite an apple, not with my teeth. I'd be petrified, too petrified. My dentist assures me I can bite into an apple, but I just looked at him and said, no, you've got a vested interest in me coming back with my teeth stuck in an apple. But he assures me I could if I wanted to. We'll see how that goes. But I slice them and then eat them. Oh, dear, dear me. Yeah, I think that video is a really good idea for people. If you put it on Facebook as well, not embedded it, just put the link.
I'll put the link, yeah.
Yeah, don't embed it on Facebook. There's music in it. Oh, I did that with a mass yesterday, and do you know we didn't get one claim?
Oh.
I wonder how many people have seen the mass yesterday. The mass has been dropping little by little, obviously, because people have been able to go to mass. I think we're at like the 35 mark last week. But obviously, now we can't. Now we can't go anymore, even if you wanted to go, which I didn't want to go anyway, but that's not the point. Where's my Firefox? Need to open it in there. He had 25 views in 12 minutes. Oh, what it is to be a popular boy. So he will be very happy with that, will the priest. Let's have a look how many views he's had now. It's been up 24 hours. So let's have a look. M33 Mass. And there we are. Oh, he's going to be really happy. 88 views he's had.
Oh.
That's not bad at all, is it? So people do watch it when they don't go. This is what we can surmise from this. And he's even had one thumbs up. He will be very happy. That's one of the, I think the most viewed mass was Easter, which would make sense, wouldn't it? But, you know, he was down to like half that last week. So he'll be happy. He'll be very, very happy with that. No, I can't see the chat. Right, I've got it back. This is for Simon. Ooh, is it a bongo drum? That's what I'm going to get, Simon. Gosh, it'll be Christmas before we know it. But before that, of course, we've got our Advent mails. Trumpy Bear. Look at the face on that. Do you know what a friend of mine got her mother for Christmas? Was it last year or the year before? I think it could have been the year before. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I know, it was the year before. It was the first year we did After Hours. And this was all the rage in the UK. You could buy this virtually anywhere. Oh, they still have it on Amazon. And she bought one of these for her mother. Now, the thing was, to make the thing, I mean, Simon would love this, but this lady's mum was a huge, and I mean huge, Trump fan. And this was what she got her for Christmas. Which I think I might get Simon anyway. We did a thing on After Hours, didn't we? It was a Trump toilet brush. Again, that was a thing that year. And they were handmade and they were on Etsy, I think. Yeah, there it is. Well, this one isn't on Etsy. This one's on Amazon. But again, look at the price of it. Good God. It would be a good gift. Simon would appreciate it. Let's put it like that. We actually had one of those on After Hours at the time. Oh, bless. The things people think of. It's a wonder he hasn't trademarked it himself. Ah, what great fun, hey, the early days of After Hours. I think I'd mentioned it the week before and people were like, no, that's not a thing. And I said, it is a thing. And this girl was hand-making them. She had to take them off sale in the end because she had that many orders. You wouldn't have that in the house. Oh, come on. Simon would enjoy it. Right, I'm going to head off and go to my book club. So enjoy those pickies. And Kim, keep the faith with the Seahawks. Let us know the score, but I will keep the faith. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.